Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I think right around this time yesterday, we were diving into an incredibly riveting topic about beef stroganoff and how I was making it last night. And I was all pissed off because it is by far my most favorite meal ever.
Yeah.
And Nick Knack was making me prepare it last night with ground turkey instead of ground beef,
yeah,
which is far superior.
Absolutely.
By the way, and you can no longer and groaning.
Yeah, what? You can't call it beef stroganoff
it's
anymore.
Turkey it's stroganoff.
It just doesn't
it's
even
garbage stroganoff.
Doesn't
now.
Even sound as good.
Yeah, so I was incredibly butthurt yesterday because it's not going to be the same. But her thing is she's looking out for my health, wants to make sure my cholesterol stays low. You know, trying to eliminate some of the red meat in our life, and so it was turkey. So I set out a couple pounds of turkey.
Ugh.
Fine, I'm going to do it. I don't want my wife to yell at me. And we were talking about this yesterday, and I was incredibly butthurt by this. I was like really annoyed.
Yeah.
You know,
You did not like.
You were
turkey.
Texting my wife yesterday.
The turkey substitute, and I just want to point out, like, the reason you have to have turkey is because you sneak cheat meals all the time.
Occasionally, she's concerned for my health.
Because I texted, I'm like, let Jer have some beef, and she's like, well, he's always sneaking off and getting fried food. I have to watch out for his cholesterol. So you did the turkey to yourself. Jer.
I know.
You did.
So reluctantly, I threw the turkey in the pan last night and started to cook it up for stroganoff. I threw the turkey in. I used fresh mushrooms, so I chopped those up and threw them in. And as I'm cooking it, like, this smells weird. Smells a little off. I was like, oh, these mushrooms. Something's up with these mushrooms. Immediately what I thought. Nick Nack comes downstairs, and she's like, oh, God, what's that smell? I was like, well, it's your stupid turkey stroganoff is what it is. It's not beef. So anyway, prepared the entire thing with my secret ingredients and everything.
Okay.
You know, it was all creamy, rich and creamy. It had been simmering there for about 30 minutes. Took a bite of it.
Oh, no. Oh, is it like that?
One little bite. Somehow, some way, the turkey I cooked was incredibly rancid.
Oh.
Now, I had pulled it out of the freezer, you know, from the basement and let it sit out for a couple days. Like normal.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary, right? You let it defrost. And
in the fridge,
it.
Right?
So I don't know what happened. I don't know if this was a situation where it maybe sat out too long beforehand, like 6 months ago, and I was like, oh, we're not going to use it, and I tossed it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And at that point, it had gotten bad.
Yeah.
So when I defrosted it, it just kind of accentuated everything.
Ugh.
So there we were last night, everything prepared, ready to eat, and I tasted it, and it was rancid turkey. This is what happens when you make turkey stroganoff.
This is exactly what happens. So now you've learned your lesson, right?
Scraped it all into the trash.
Oh.
Into the trash it went. Total wasted meal. Now, the silver lining on this, which is kind of funny, as she's concerned about my cholesterol.
What did you eat?
We had BLTs then.
Was it turkey bacon?
No!
It was regular bacon?
It was full-strength bacon that I had in the fridge. So after all that, I pounded down bacon last night. Thank you very much. And guess what? I made extra bacon, too. And I ate it in front of her.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
I can feel my cholesterol go up now.
I can literally feel my heart caving in on myself last night. I'm going to tell you right now, this is why you just don't buy ground turkey.
You don't.
Because it's crap.
Just don't do it.
Pure garbage. Thank you very much.